Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon this morning is based on our Old Testament lesson from Isaiah chapter 7. If you would like to follow along with the written sermon notes during the sermon, those written notes are found at the top of page 8 in your bulletin. If you are like me, you have had many times in your life when you have longed for God to tell you what to do, what decision to make, what the next step should be. You have longed for a clear sign from God, an obvious word of direction. Can you even imagine a time when you would refuse a sign from God? My guess is that you would not refuse a sign from God. But King Ahaz did in our Old Testament lesson this morning. King Ahaz was king of God's people in the southern kingdom of Judah in the 700s BC. He was concerned about threats to his kingdom from nations to the north, so much so that he decided in advance how he was going to handle things. Instead of turning to God, instead of praying for God's deliverance, he decided he would make a military alliance with the king of Assyria. And so when God, through the prophet Isaiah, came to King Ahaz and offered to give him a sign of God's strength and favor, Ahaz refuses. He makes it sound like he doesn't want to trouble God with asking for a sign, but really his motivation was purely selfish. King Ahaz really demonstrates a do-it-yourself faith. His faith was not really in God, but it was in himself, in his own strategizing, in his own planning to forge this military alliance with Assyria. As a result, he refuses the sign that God offers of God's favor and blessing. But God, through the prophet Isaiah, offers King Ahaz a sign anyway, a sign with which we are very familiar. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Before the boy knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land whose two kings you dread will be deserted. To look to him, not in Assyria, to place their faith in God, not in their own strength or in any military alliance. But like many, maybe most of the prophecies in the Old Testament, so also this one does double duty. It does not stop with King Ahaz. This prophecy points ahead to another time, a more glorious time, that time of fulfillment when God sent his son to be Emmanuel, God with us. We know this prophecy very well in that context, don't we? A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. We understand this prophecy as Matthew did, as referring to Mary giving birth to a child named Jesus. In fact, talking about King Ahaz, who lived hundreds and hundreds of years ago. What difference does that make regarding my faith and my celebration of Christmas? Well, the reason is that we too need to repent of a do-it-yourself faith. We are many times more like King Ahaz than we would care to admit. We figure it all out ourselves instead of turning first to the Lord in prayer. We cling to our notion of the solution to the challenges and problems we face instead of giving it up to the Lord. And sometimes we too fail to receive or even recognize a sign from the Lord. But there is another important similarity between us and King Ahaz. Even though King Ahaz refused God's sign, God chose to give it to him anyway. God showed grace and favor to King Ahaz and to his people in that southern kingdom of Judah, despite King Ahaz's attitude. And so it is with us. God fulfilled his promise, that sign of Emmanuel, God with us, before we even trusted in him. He didn't say, well, let's see if they trust first, and then maybe I'll give them a sign. God graciously provides us with a Savior from sin, Christ the Lord. Is there a greater promise than the promise of God found in the name Emmanuel? The promise of God's presence to love us, to save us. The promise of God fulfilled as God enters into human flesh, as Jesus is born, Emmanuel, in the incarnation. God with us. Jesus' beautiful words of promise, surely I am with you always. God with us in a very special way as we approach the Lord's table to receive the body and blood of Jesus. You and I do not face the threat of foreign armies as King Ahaz did. But we certainly face threats and challenges and temptations to simply take things into our own hands instead of looking to the Lord, of trying a do-it-yourself kind of life instead of trusting in him. God's sign of Emmanuel is the antidote. God with us, God with you, God gives you again this day a sign so that you will trust in him, rely on him, depend on him in every circumstance in your life. Another name reaffirms the point. Jesus, Yahweh saves. His name is Jesus, Yeshua, Yahweh, God saves. God comes to be with us in order to save us, to rescue us from sin and from our own do-it-yourself idea of the way our life ought to be. He comes so that we may have forgiveness of sins now and forever life with him. In 2 short days, we will again celebrate the fulfillment of God's promise, the promise of Emmanuel, God with us, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger. Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.